You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Wayne Sharp on the line. He's founder and president over at Myverse. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. So excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about economic development. But before we do that, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at Myverse, please.
Sure. Okay. All right. So over here at Myverse, what we do, we start actually in around the high school area, but we started out trying to help our high schools in the U.S. or students of high schools by simply psychometrically matching them to 1 to 5 careers. Because part of the problem we've got right now around around in the U.S. but also around the world is that every state in the country has a huge and growing skills gap, and this is what affects the economy. So to give you an example, right now in California, the California skills gap is around 1.5 million open jobs. And those jobs are anything from 700,000 open solar panel installing, 400,000 healthcare workers, 600,000 cyber and AI developers, et cetera. And that all starts back in high school, because currently the lack of career counselors and counselors in schools, not only in California but across America and around the world, is diminishing. It's not growing. So right now, around about 97% of students leaving high school do not know who and what they'll be, and that's where we come in by allowing them very easily on Myverse by going through a simple color assessment, just using colors, by using psychometrics. We can psychometrically match them to 1 to 5 careers in under 30 seconds, and then show them the skills that's needed. So this is what we're doing. But because of COVID-19, we're now looking at the state level, not the high school level, but the state level, to not only help our students, but to help all citizens, especially those who are in the new numbers of the 30 million plus newly unemployed because of COVID. So that's kind of where we're going. But Myverse is called Myverse as in my universe, because eventually what we want to do is we're going to evolve to include other tools such as health, finance, personal growth, cultures, etc. Wrap that all up into like a crystal ball or a roadmap for everybody on the planet. And then from the age of, from 23 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50, et cetera, we're going to be able to give you a personalized path forward based on all those things that go on in your life and give you a roadmap. So essentially, that's what Myverse is about and is what doing.
What kind of responses have you gotten from people that have gone through the program? I'm just kind of curious on what the feedback's been so far.
Yeah, sure. So we've had everything from people who are just excited, people who now see hope. I'll give you two very quick stories. One story is I was talking to a group of teenagers, high school seniors, 13 of them, who only one of them, this is back in January, only one of them had applied for college. She had applied for a business major in college. The other 12 students hadn't even, same as you, I don't know what and who I want to be. So all the students jumped on Myverse on their phone, went through the process, and all as usual, popped their heads up. They were like, oh my God, this is exciting. Look, you know, look what I got, look what I got, look what, you know, the, what do you get, right? The girl, I said, what do you get? She said, I got design. I said, well, do you like design? She goes, I love design. And I said, well, then why did you choose a business major? And she went, oh, well, because that's what my parents do. And so that's typical across America. A lot of students are, they only know, you know, the average 7 careers. The other one that I'll tell you about, which is a little bit, you know, close to the heart, is that I get the odd email in the morning from students who say, thank you so much for building this, because if you were my last hope, meaning that if someone had not told me about my verse last night, I this morning was intending to go out and stand on the tracks and stand in front of the 5:53 a.m. train and take my life because I had no hope. So, mate, you know, we've got so many different, you know, responses. We've had a test pilot of, you know, 1,000 students in New Jersey. And, you know, the woman who took her students through that test actually got matched to fashion design, left the job and moved to Florida. So a very big way.
And now the principals are like, we're not letting our teachers do it. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing story. I love it. And so how do you think that this, so what MyVerse is doing will help in kind of, let's transition a bit and talk a little bit more about economic development. So how do you think this could all tie into each other?
Yeah, okay. All right. So another story for this is that we're currently talking to the Director of Economic Development for Colorado, okay? And dealing with, you know, with economic development groups, it takes a little bit of time. So the other day I reached out to him and said to him, look, I said your current economic development your skills gap is sitting at around I think it's 93,000 open jobs in Colorado. In 4 weeks, you've got 72,000 high school students leaving high school to add to your skills gap. And then on top of that, whatever the percentages of the 30 million people who are newly unemployed, right? What they, that they're now adding also to the amount of people. So you've got a bigger problem than you had exactly 1 year ago. You've got a problem three times the size of what you did then. And what MyVerse can do, MyVerse can come in and sit. We can easily integrate with the state, and we can have every student, every citizen, every veteran, every parolee come through MyVerse in that state. And because we can actually pair up with all the employers in the state, and we know what jobs they have open, and we know what skills are needed in those jobs, we can pair every citizen, every student, every veteran, every parolee to those jobs. Now, the data that comes from that can be shared through the state with the economic development group, the workforce group, the Department of Labor in there, the Department of Commerce. So basically, within 3 months, economic development will be able to easily do projections based on how many people are matched to what careers, how that's going to improve the job scenario, how that's going to improve the various industries, be it agriculture, be it cybersecurity, be it, you know, transport, whatever it is. They can do projections, and they'll be able to see now with much greater detail how their state is going to fare in the next 12, 24, 36 months, et cetera.
Man, that's exciting. So Wayne, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information. So two-part question. If somebody's listening to this and they want more information on MyVerse, what's the best way for them to what are the right types of companies and or individuals to connect? And number two, what's the best way for them to learn more?
Sure. So, mate, either state economic or people in and around state economic development in states should contact me. And also, any investors looking to come in, but they can all get hold of me. As simple as Wayne@myverse.com. I'm happy to receive an email from them, and we can talk it through them. We can send them information, and with our investors, we can because of where we're going globally. This is going to be a very very hot startup.
Awesome. Well, Wayne, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, all the great stuff you're doing over at MyVerse.com. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the comment section. We'd love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Wayne, thanks again for coming on the show.